Joining me this morning is Alicia Olson to tell us about the upcoming Sitka Seafood Festival. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, Holly.
Wow. Is this the third annual?
This is the fourth, actually.
Fourth. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It seems like just yesterday, rallying Sitkans to say, hey, you know what we should do? We should celebrate seafood.
Yeah, definitely. Our first one was 2010, and it's grown quite a bit. I mean, 4 years, it's gone from a two-day festival to this year we have 4 days of events.
And is it as simple as the mission being just celebrating seafood's important to our community?
Yeah, I mean, our mission statement is celebrating wild Alaskan seafood. And the idea was, first of all, to celebrate with our community, with our natural resources, and then kind of trying to get the word out and start boosting some of our independent travelers for tourism and spreading the word about our resources here.
And there's just so many fun events, and you get so many different stakeholders in the community to host their own sorts of things. So tell us about what it starts Thursday.
Starts Thursday. Thursday evening, we have one new thing, the pasta cruise. It's a sunset pasta cruise on an Alum Marine boat. And the idea behind that was kind of a carb loading event for the marathon that we added this year. But it is open to the public. I think there's still a few seats remaining. Tickets are at Old Harbor Books. And we have the Poetsy contest again, poetry contest at Kettleson Memorial Library. I think this is the third year we're doing that. There's a native plants tour, and then SCS is actually showing a few films at the Larkspur that evening as well.
And a lot of these events sort of overlap. So I don't know, is the strategy that, you know, don't be disappointed if you can't do everything?
Definitely. I mean, if you look at our schedule Saturday, a lot of the same events happen this year as they have in the past. And the idea is we don't want people to get burnt out of doing the same thing. So it's just packed full of stuff and you can do what you want to do. And if you miss something the next year, come do it the next year.
And it's a little different this year, your venue.
Yes. So in the past we have been at the Centennial Building, and last year we kind of transitioned over to SJ partway through. This year, all the events are at SJ campus except for the banquet on Friday.
Which you need a big hall,
right,
to do that. Are there tickets still available for the banquet?
There are. I know they're going fast. When I checked last week, we had quite a few that were sold, but I think there's probably still about 50 left.
And you always sell out.
We do. So I would get them soon.
It's awful to disappoint people, but in this sort of event, you need to plan ahead. And your banquet is really premier. I mean, you do something. I mean, you don't just decorate and have silent auctions. Your service is a little different. Is it five course?
It is. And, you know, we've kind of focused the festival around the culinary aspect. And so this is our big highlight of the festival. We have three guest chefs this year coming in. It's five courses. They're using all local sustainable products, trying to source everything from Sitka. If it's not from Sitka, it's within Alaska. They'll be here all week prepping, and we have quite a few local people involved as well. And we'll have live music, silent auction, no host bar, the whole works.
The banquet is wonderful. I have attended, and it's overwhelming and wonderful. By the third course, you're like, I don't know if I can eat another thing. And then you have amnesia, and of course you eat all
yes,
five courses.
Yeah, it's definitely worth attending. And we have two of our guest chefs that were here last year, Seth Caswell from Seattle, and then Rob Kinnean returning from Anchorage. And then we have a new guest chef, Mickey Neely from Chicago. He was just voted the best new up-and-coming chef of Chicago. He runs a kitchen there called Scofflaw, and we're really excited to have him here. I think he's going to be amazing.
Is it his first trip to Alaska?
He's actually from Anchorage, but he's never been to Southeast.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a treat for him.
Yes.
And, you know, I think with a lot of the festivals or sort of symposiums that come to town. We're used to famous people coming. That's not such a big deal. But you're getting a lot of media attention, actually.
We are. We have two different culinary magazines coming to write a story on the festival itself, but also about Sitka. One of them is the magazine Relish. We have two writers coming from that. And then the one I'm really excited about is a magazine called The Lucky Peach. It's a quarterly magazine. Chef David Chang does it. And for those of you that don't know him, he's absolutely amazing. He's been on like Iron Chef America. He has his own food network. He's all over the place. But yeah, it's exciting. They're coming. They're going to bring some attention here, I think.
That publication, The Lucky Peach, is actually quite the hipster publication. And if you're really not that into food, like you don't know you're a foodie, after you go through an issue of that, you have a whole new appreciation.
Definitely.
So lots of events moving to SJ campus. Is there any event that doesn't translate well? I thought that there were things that happened in Crescent Harbor.
Yeah, so the one difference this year is we will not be doing the tote races since we won't be down at the harbor. So in place of that, we are now doing a blindfolded partner tote race on wheels. I think it's going to be very entertaining, and it'll be a nice little change up from people getting dumped in the water.
I don't know if that's safer.
I don't know either,
idea,
but
we'll say.
Entertaining, definitely.
And something that seems incongruous, the first year you tried it, but now it seems natural. You have the Highland Games.
Yes, yeah. It's kind of just a nice touch. It'll be going on all day on Saturday. They're starting around 12:30. So we'll have the main stage with music going, with dance groups, all the contests, and then with on the main lawn there, the Highland Games will be going. And I know this year they have a couple actual, I don't know if you call them professionals, but people that travel all over, one guy from Florida and one from Anchorage that competes nationally. So it should be very entertaining.
We get to see what kind of kilt they show up in.
Exactly.
The tartan is very important.
It is.
So with all of this going on Thursday through Sunday, where's the go-to for the master schedule?
You can go to our website, SitkaSeafoodFestival.org, or it's on our Facebook page. It's plastered all over town. So, or you can give me a call. My number is 928-607-4845, or shoot us an email at SitkaSeafoodFestival@gmail.com.
And there's so many moving parts. Do you still need volunteers to help out?
Definitely, yes. We have a huge list of different ways that you can help out. There's a few things in particular. We're still looking for more servers and kitchen help for the banquet. And then a lot of volunteers for cleanup Friday night as well as Sunday. And if you're interested, you can give me a call for that as well.
And cleanup doesn't seem very sexy, but it does lead to better volunteer opportunities in the future.
It does. And we'll have some extra perks there for you at that time.
Absolutely. Don't underestimate cleanup crew. Well, I'd like to thank my guest, Alicia Olson, telling us about the Sitka Seafood Festival happening this Thursday through Sunday. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Ollie.